Okay, we're gonna start, and let's jump into it. Unfortunately, there's only one thing on everybody's mind, and that's the war in Eretz Yisrael. So I felt it'd be appropriate to relay a halacha that has to do with the parsha, and that is marriage. You know, the first wedding takes place in this week's parsha. There's many halachos that we see from Adam and Chava's wedding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu escorted Chava, he did her hair, different things we find in Chazal, and the Gemara and the different Midrashim. But I want to talk about in relationship to marriage, a real case that has come up a number of times, and that is the issue of a chassan in his Shana Rishona, in his first year of marriage, going out to battle. And how does that play out halacha lamaisa? And what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? What do the poskim say? And what do we recommend in these situations? Let's begin with the pasuk, not in this week's parsha, but the pasuk that we find in Parshas Ki. The pasuk says in Devarim Chav Dalet, Ki kach ish isha chadasha lo yetzei betzava. If a man takes a new wife, he should not go out to war. V'lo yavor alav l'chol divrei naki, leveso, he should not violate this, he should not leave, he should be free in his house, shana achas, for a full year, v'samach es ishto asher lakach, and he should rejoice, he should be happy with his wife that he took into his home. Rashi says that there is a mitzvah ase and a mitzvah lo ase over here. One is lo yotzei betzava. One is that you cannot go out to the army. And the second prohibition is lo yavor alav kol davar. You should not go do anything. And there's an addition, a mitzvah ase, a positive commandment of naki hiya lebeis shana echas. So you should be free in your house for one entire year. Now the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Daled says this as well. And the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, lo yetzi betzava, yocho betzava hu delo yetzi. I would have thought he should only go out to the army. Aval yasvik maim u'mazon v'yisakin hadrachim, but maybe to go out and supply and get water and food and repair the wars to help the war effort, even if he's not in the field of battle. Tama lomar lo yavor alav l'chol davar. So the Gemara and Rashi understand that there are two isurim here because there's two possibilities. Not only does the Jewish soldier not go out to fight in battle, but he also is not allowed to go out the war effort on the sides in the non-battlefield positions of the army as well. We have two isurim over here in this pasuk. Now, again, most soldiers are not combat soldiers, and most soldiers are in logistical positions in the army. So the first lo sase that we have over here is about going into battle and not taking a battle position. And the second lo sase we have is referring to other logistical jobs in the army. This is also what the Ramban writes in Parshas Kisetzi as well. But let's look more particularly at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in the seventh chapter. The Rambam writes as follows. These are those who should not go out to war at all. These are those who should not go out to war at all. We don't bother them in any form. A person who has just been married. You have to be free in your house for a year, and you have to rejoice with your wife that you have just taken. The whole year, says the Rambam, you cannot do anything. You can't even go and do a menial job in the army. You can't even fix the roads. Guard the walls. Nothing. Shamar, betzava, lavor. There are two isurim here. Whether you're going to be in a battalion or whether you're going to have another logistical job, the chassan and shana rishona may not go out. The mitzvah, it seems to be, from this Rambam, is not on the chassan. Rather, it is a limitation on the government to take such a person into war. It's not that the chassan necessarily can't go, and we'll see that, but it's that the army is not allowed to take such an individual, and we'll explain this more when we get into the Tamei HaMitzvos. However, if we look in the Rambam, not in the Mishnah Torah, but in the Rambam's introduction to the Mishnah Torah, his Sefer HaMitzvos, where he lays out the reasons for the mitzvos and his count of the 613 mitzvos, we see a different approach. Because the Rambam there seems to say that is an encompassing all things that take the chassan away from the kala, and not just military service. Again, and the first one has to do with military service. But here in the Sefer Mitzvot, the Rambam says, he should see vanu l'hisyached chassan im ishto shana tamima, that he must be with his wife for a year. Shlo yetzei chutz l'ir, he cannot leave the city, v'lo yetzei l'tzava, not the army, v'lo yavar lav davra dvarim hadom me'lelu, and anything like that. Av l'yismach ima ad meleas lo shana tamima, he must rejoice with her for a full, complete year. And he said the same thing in the Mitzvot Lo Sasei, Shin Yud Aleph, 3:11. Hizir HaChasan, Mitzas Beso, Shana Echas Kulo Tarach Matrachim. HaChasan may not leave his wife, essentially, you know, overnight for an extended period of time, for a whole year. Lo Lates B'Tzava, Lo Zulaso, not to the army, anything like that. Aval Nisalek Mimenu Kol Tarach. But really, any Tircha has to be taken from him. He shouldn't do anything that's going to take him away or be very difficult. He can't even go on a business trip during Shana Rishona. This is a very different approach than what we have in the Mishnah Torah. Here, it is not on the government, the army, that they can't take the individual with them, but rather it is on the chassan himself. So how do we understand this steer in the Rambam? So Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Parshas Kisetze, he says that when there's a steer between the Mishnah Torah and the Sefer Mitzvos, we always follow the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah is the Sefer Halach LaMaisa, and the Sefer HaMitzvos is really meant more to give a background and gedarim and rules in the Mitzvos. But it's not Piskei Halacha in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Therefore, the Halacha should be that the mitzvah is on the authorities to not draft someone who is a chassan in Shana Rishon. The army may not take such a person. Nevertheless, the Sefer HaMitzvos is revealing the Ratzon HaTorah as well. The details of the mitzvah is that the army can't take somebody in during Shana Rishona. But the Ratzon HaTorah, says Rav Asher Weiss, the larger picture of what the Torah is trying to teach us here as well, I just put the notes again in the chat, the larger picture here is that even though it's only a mitzvah on the army to not draft during Shana Rishona, it's also proper for the chassan in Shana Rishona to not go out to business trips overnight, things like that. Now the Sefer HaChinuch has two mitzvahs here, Tafkuf Pei Aleph and Tafkuf Pei Beis, the positive and negative mitzvah. He seems to follow the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And he says that the chassan cannot be brought to the army during Shana Rishona. And in addition, he should not go on business overnight as well. There is a tshuva of the Radbaz in Chelek Aleph and Siman Reish Lamed Ches. And there the Radbaz was asked that if the chassan is in business and he can't travel, then how is he supposed to provide for his new wife? Let's say that his business is in commerce. He has to travel overseas. He has to go overnight to different places. So how do you expect the chassan to support his wife? Do you think it's going to make the wife happy that she's going to starve to death because there's no food? Because the guy can't go on a business trip to make money? It doesn't make any sense. So the Radbaz says that there was a mistake in the translation of the Rambam. The Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam was originally written in Arabic, not Hebrew like the Mishnah Torah. And the original Arabic, the Rambam only wrote that the chassan shouldn't travel baderech, on the path. And the translator then included baderech, on the way, for parnasa. However, that's not what the Rambam said. And therefore, the Radbaz says that certainly one can leave for parnasa, more similar to what it says in the Mishnah Torah. The whole issue is really an army issue, not anything else. This is also the sheet of the Chidah, Shuvas Chaim Sha'al, and Simon Sadi Gimel, the Ben Ishchai, and Shuvas Rav Polim as well. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece here about what's the nature of the mitzvah. We're not going to discuss that so much right now. Let's now discuss really the Tam HaMitzvah. What are the reasons given in the poskim why it is that the chassan can't go out in Shana Rishona? Let's first see the Sefer HaChinuch. He says that it is in order to allow a newly married couple to become close with one another, so they can develop shalom bayis. Yishar Shei HaMitzvah. Ki Akel Baruch Hu Ola B'machshava Lefana Lebros Olam. Hashem created the world. And he wants that the couples, male and female, should be able to be able to be happy with one another. He wants happy marriages, and he doesn't want znus. The people should just be together for the sake of having relations with one another, but they should become emotionally close. Therefore, he commanded us. He says that he explains over here that the purpose of the chasan not going out to the army is to ensure that they're able to get to know each other, to build a relationship, that he should begin to know her nature, he becomes attracted to her and wants to spend time with her, and that he should come to know her and to put, make her a part of his heart. To the extent that he knows that this is his wife and that every other woman is not for him. If he gets married and goes out to battle and he doesn't spend time with his wife, he's not going to have a kesher where he thinks that his wife is close to him, and he's not going to, he's going to end up thinking about other women. Because the nature is the more you get to know someone, the more you'll love them. And this will obviously keep him away from thinking about other women. And he'll only think about the wife that he loves. And that in turn will be good for their children and will make the world a better place. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, the first reason offered for why the chassan cannot go to battle is because it's not good for future shalom bayis. Comes the Targum Yonasan, an our pasuk here, and not our parsha this week, but in Parshas Ki Tzetze, and he writes essentially what we're all thinking, but we don't want to say. And the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, Arum Yasav Gever Isa Chadasa Besulta. He says the person will take a new wife. Lo Yafuk Bechela. He may not go out to the army. Delo Yera Aloy Am Kol Ma'adam Bish. So that nothing terrible should happen to him. And therefore he needs to stay in the house for Shana Rishona to make his wife happy. Says the Targum Yonasan, the reason why the chassan cannot go out to battle after getting married in Shana Rishona is because it would be a tragedy. It would be a terrible tragedy for him to die in battle and to leave a wife without any, without anybody else. And for that reason, he says, that's why the chassan doesn't go out to battle. The last reasons are brought in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer and Ibn Ezer in Chelek Beis and Siman Kuf Nun Hei. He discusses whether it's a mutter for the husband to leave his home for business. So he says that the reason the chassan cannot leave is because as a young chassan, he may become attracted to another woman, which is similar to what the Sefer HaChinuch said. And he also says that because the chassan is thinking about his new wife, he won't be able to serve properly in the army because he's worried about her, he's very attached to her, he doesn't know what it's going to be. This is clearly aligned with the view that this is a dinin malchus in the army, meaning he's going to be a bad soldier. A chassan in Shana Rishon is not going to be able to focus. He's going to be worried about his family, his wife, what's going to be. And therefore, he says, this is aligned with the shita that it's an issue in the army because he's not going to be a good soldier. Now, he says in his classic style, lo darshin in time and dekra, we can't make up halachos based on reasons, but that's the reason that he applies. Which leads to the next question. This is a Gemara, and it's also brought in the Rambam. But if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you will not find this halacha anywhere that a chassan in Shana Rishona may not go to the army. Why? So there are essentially three reasons. The first is because we follow the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah is only halachos are about the context of Hilchos Milchama, of the laws of war. The Tur and the Shulchan Aruch don't discuss laws of war because there was no Jewish army. It wasn't considered halacha l'maisa. Rav Yosef Karo never could have imagined there would have been a Jewish army. So those things were not included in the Shulchan Aruch. It wasn't practical. And therefore, that's why it's not found in the Shulchan Aruch. But nowadays, it is practical because Baruch Hashem, there is a Jewish army in Eretz Yisrael. And now we have to figure out, what do we do if it's not in the Shulchan Aruch? The Netziv in the Emek Davar, and his Peir Shan Chumash, he says that it's not a mitzvah The whole discussion is not a mitzvah. Instead, the law of the chasa not going out shana rishona is a detail for the authorities to not draft the chasan. The chasan has rishus to not go into battle, even though klal Yisrael is bitzar. That is the point, says the Netziv. This is a patur. Even though the Jewish people are bitzar, and they're in pain, and they're fighting, and they want to go out and protect themselves, nevertheless, he doesn't have to go. He has rishus to not go. If he himself wants to go to battle, says the Netziv, then there's nothing stopping him. That is the sheet of Netziv. It's a patur. It's not an isser for him to go. It's an exemption. The Netziv is a very, very big chiddush, and he's not really brought lemaisa anywhere else. The last reason is brought in the Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv by the Klausenberg Rebbe in Orach Chaim, in Siman Reish Ayin Daled. The Klausenberg Rebbe was particularly strict about this halach of Shana Rishona. He goes as far to say that a chassan in Shana Rishona may not sleep in the sukkah, because he has to be with his wife. And at the end of the Tshuva, he makes the following point. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezer, so the Mechaber says, V'chein suda she'osim osa'achar nesu'in, at the Shever Brachos, machmas nesu'in, at shneim asar chodesh mevarach she'asimcha b'mono. Do you know that the Mechaber says that for the 12 months after getting married, will you say the bracha she'asimcha b'mono in the benching for the chasen and kala, for 12 months? But he says, V'aidzna arva b'asimcha. Nowadays, we don't have the same level of simcha. We only say the poem of She'asimcha b'mano during the Shever Brachos. Now, based on this, the Klausenberg Rebbe suggests that there's no level of simcha to say She'asimcha b'mano all 12 months, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Nakihi Eleveso that needs to be free in order to be home to make his wife happy. The Ritving, Suvis, the Rush, the Baal Itzur, the Avodram all say the origin of this halacha of saying She'asimcha b'mano for 12 months is the pasuk of Naki Yelaveso Shanachas, that he should be free to make his wife happy for a full year. And therefore, says the Klausenberg Rebbe, that's why we don't have the level of simcha nowadays, and therefore that halacha doesn't apply nowadays as well. So, this leads to the next question, then we'll talk about the unfortunate halacha lemaisa that is going on right now in Eretz Yisrael. The question then is, can the wife be mochel? Can the wife tell her husband, and this is the question I was asked this week, can the wife say, I know the halacha says that my husband, Shana Rishona, is allowed to stay home, but my husband very much wants to go out, he wants to be with his friends are fighting, he feels that he's not doing his part, sitting on the sidelines. Can the wife be mochel and say, I'm going to let him go? So Rav Asher Weiss says that Rashi on the Pasuk says, V'samach yismach es ishto, he has to rejoice with his wife. U'tirgamo v'yachto yas isasa. The targum is that he should be happy with his wife, yas es. V'amisargam v'yachad im isasa tohu. But if the translation is im, with, that's a mistake. She'ein ze targum shel v'samach elavish shel v'simech. What is goes on over here? The mitzvah in the Torah is misamach es ishto. Es always connotes there, together, but not with at the same time. You should make your wife happy. But if the targum is v'samach im ishto, that you have to be with her the whole time, constantly, then mechila doesn't work. But since the pasuk says es ishto, you have to make her happy. But even if you're not there and you can make her happy and she's happy to send you out to battle and she's okay with that, then mechila would work. That's the diuk that he wants to make on Rashi. But let's just see what we see in the poskim. The Sefer Achinuch writes in the end of Taf Kuf Pei Beis, and he concludes that the wife may not be mochel. She may not forego that right. He says there are those who say that she can be mochel, but he seems to hold that she cannot. This is also the view of the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma, and that Parshim Parshim Kiseisei says a remarkable diuk in the Pesukim. This is a fantastic Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma asks why the Parsha following the mitzvah of not going to battle is the halach of not taking something that someone needs for their livelihood as a mashkon, as a collateral. You can't take, if a person needs their laptop for work, you may not take their laptop as a collateral against their loan. So the Meshech Chachma says that in the case of taking an illegal mashkon, the laptop they need, the car they need. It's usur. Even if the borrower agrees to give it to the lender, even if the borrower says, okay, I need my laptop, but I feel bad I can't pay the loan, take it, you know, it's okay if I don't have it for work. It's still usur to do it. Essentially, he was mochel. Essentially, the borrower said, I'm mochel on this isser, you can go and do what you want, even though I need my laptop. So in the case of the army, says the Meshech Chachma, it's the same halacha. There's no possibility of mechila. Just like the owner, the borrower, cannot be mochel in the case of somebody taking a mashka on their asuras to take, so too in the case of the army. Let's look at the words of the Meshech Chachma. L'shitas Rabbeinu Moshe, according to the Rambam, d'af b'shoh halvaso, d'midayte gam ken lokeach alzeh, in the case of taking a mashka and they're not supposed to take a collateral, still, if it wants to, the borrower wants to give it up, it's asur. L'chein samach l'hach denaki yeblebeso. That's why it's connected to the pasuk of that he should be make his wife happy. Da'af min meratzon shneim l'tzeis b'tzava gam chein asur. Even if the wife wants him to go, even if the husband wants to go, it's asur for him to go, says Rameir Simcha. Da'af min mechilasa, and she's mochel, so he has to be home. So those are the shitas of the Sefer HaChinuch. It's the shita of the Meshech Chachma that she cannot be mochel. The Chachmas Adam and the Shar Binas Nashim and Hilchos Nidin Kufchav Tes, he argues that the Rambam should be taken at face value, that he should be allowed to go and support his wife. His wife is allowed to be mochel for him to go, but without her permission, he may not travel in business, he may not go to army, says the Chachmas Adam. Mechila can work. And that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Mem Tes Yud Gimel, that Mechila can work as well to allow him to go out to the army. So we have here a machlokas. Should the chasen go out? What about Milchemes Mitzvah right now in a war of defense? And what if the wife is mocha? So let's look at the major poskim and see what they say. What I brought over here, first, is the Tzitz Eliezer of Eliezer Waldenberg, the great posek in Eretz Yisrael. He writes in his Hilchos Medina Chelek Beis, he says, "B'mechilasa mutter, v'nilmad od mizeh shemekevan sheyesod ha'isr hu machmas ha'isha." Says the Meshech Chachma, the entire issue here is because of the woman. Im kein ha'isr lakachzul etzava, o liyachid sarchei rabim, hu afilu imachasin mavir ritzonu ha'tov lalachas, kein ritzonu kovea kan, the wife is what is holding everything in place. It's all up to what the wife wants. And if the wife wants him to go, he can go. And if the wife doesn't want him to go, he can't go. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, min haTorah, it is usur for the army to draft or to take a chasen, miluim, to take them into the army, whatever it may be. Any job in the army, to be a cook, to do logistical work, to run a drone, to be a mechanic, he may not go. Bein shelo b'shas milchama, bein b'shas milchama, says the Tzitz Eliezer. Even during a time of war itself, they may not take a chasan. L'rov hadeos aser zos afilu miritzono. B'chein adin b'vana b'esa, and the same thing as well. Nevad b'shas milchama shal milchamas mitzvah. That's talking about the army, the planting of vineyards of his milchamas mitzvah. But that's what he says. It's usur for him to go, even if he wants to go. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer says. The other one to discuss this is Rav Goren, Shlomo Goren, who was chief rabbi, and he was also chief rabbi of the Israeli army. He writes in the Meshev Milchama in Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Milches, he brings a number of the points we made as well, but he summarizes his maskanos. Let's read a few of his points. He says, first of all, Aleph, the Isra of Lo Yetzei Betzava goes on drafting Shana Rishona into the army. Who Rakasher Nasi Isha Lefnei, says that's only if he's married her before he goes into the army. Avim Nasi Isha Biyos Kvar Betzava, if he's in the army and he gets married, so he says maybe there's no reason why he can't be brought into the army. The chassid himself is commanded, Naki Elebeso Shana Achas, Lachain Imhu Mishares Biachides Sadeh, So Yuchal Alon Bevesalos Lelos Rabim, Tzach Levakesh Chofesh Matzava, Lemeshach Shana Rishon Lison. He has to request an exemption from the army for the Shana Rishonim. The Isra of Lo Yitzei Betzavi says in Gimel, Chagam al harashus hamigayosos v'gam al achasen atzmo. It's on him and it's also on the army. They have to, there's two mitzvahs over here. In Dalid, the Isser of Lo Yavar Lav L'chol Davar, the second Isser, Chagam al Gius Ishi L'Shirusim Azrachayim, Shol Tzor Chayir V'Medina. That applies even to non-combat positions. Kol She'a Sharus M'chav Yisiyam B'Beis L'Zman Arach. Any job that's going to take him away from the house for some time is going to be Aser. The army may not take him for anything to do with security or things like that. Letter Hey, says Rav Goren, Sherus B'Tzava Kava Kayom, Domel Sherus Ezrachi Kamatara Parnasa, B'chonagel Isser Shalei Yitzei B'Tzava, Ma'achavu Sharus Lo G'kfiya Ala Meretzono HaChavshi, Ulimataras Parnasa, Ein Zelech HaVeser Shalei Yitzei B'Tzava B'Avor. If it's for his Parnasa, and he gets paid by the army, and it's not a battle unit, says Rav Goren, that would be fine if he needs to make money to support his family. In Vav, Bal Miksoa Tzavi Miyuchad Shu Chiyuni L'Tzava, something that's necessary for the army, Nidun L'Shiruso Bizmanim Rugilim K'Shirus Bizman Melchamas Mitzvah, Ma'acher B'Tafkidei Havitachon Agana, anything to do with security, L'Chein Mutar Lo L'Shareis B'Chol Tznaim Im B'Shana Rishona L'Nisuav. Anything that he says might not put the person in battle, he says would be a problem. Vitor Ishal Zuchul Yosa, the woman he talks about being mochel as well. He goes on to explain many of the points as well. I'll just tell you, we'll just conclude, in the most contemporary of poskim, that Rav Asher Weiss said this week regarding a husband in Shana Rishona who wanted to go join his miluim, and he said that since he was in Shana Rishona, he is not chayiv to go. His wife was nervous. She didn't want him to go. Better he should stay at home. Better he should daven, volunteer in other ways, and not go into the army. And this is just one of the many, many, many difficult questions that are being discussed, being asked right now in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha l'maisa on the front lines. And Yiratzon should be Hashem's will. We no longer have these questions. We should have an Eish Shalom and a Shas Shalom.